This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Robbie, have you ever heard of Quit Flicks?
I certainly have. I remember from the Melbourne Queer Film Festival this year, seeing quite a few of these short films.
Yes, this was a competition that was done in conjunction with Quit Victoria, Thorn Harbour Health and the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, where a group of, two talented filmmakers were the winners last year. And a group of filmmakers were selected to bring to life a short film concept that challenged smoking among the LGBTIQ communities, because smoking's a very big issue in our communities, and it was a really creative way to educate but also really engage with young queer filmmakers about being able to create content. And this year's competition, everyone put their applications in, people have put stuff forward, and joining us now on the line is Sarah White, who's the director of Quit Victoria. Hello Sarah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, we're great. Now, Quitflix, I loved it last year. Seeing the two films that made it through to the final and were played all during the Melbourne Queer Film Festival was really fantastic. This is such a wonderful initiative.
It really is. We took a bit of a punt last year, and we could not have been happier with the way that it was received by the community, the content that was produced, and, yeah, it was just a lot of fun too, actually.
Well, the two that were finalists, I mean, there were four we had to pick from, and they were all really good. None of the ones that I picked got through. I don't blame you. It's not your fault.
I'm very sorry. Well, you'll just have to vote even harder this year.
Exactly. But what I think is really great is the diversity of the different ways of storytellings and ideas that came through, and how film can do that. And we often forget that because we look at these big blockbusters that are happening here or everywhere, but actually having your LGBTIQA+ people creating content for their community with a narrative about their community is just fantastic.
Oh, it really is. And look, we could have done every single focus group under the sun and all sorts of testing and all sorts of, I don't know, whatever we usually do, and we would never have come up with something that really spoke to the audiences like the two finalists did last year. And, you know, we actually only meant to choose one. There was only supposed to be one winner, but we really couldn't split the two that were shown last year.
They were both so different and both so great. Now, submissions were opened for the next allotment of Quitflix for 2020. How many applications did you all receive?
I think we received over a dozen applications.
Wow.
And from around Australia. So it was a pretty hotly contested little piece.
And that's so good, because it's not an easy thing to put together a short film. It takes time, it takes work, it takes vision. So you must have been really pleased to get those responses.
Yeah, we certainly were. Now, we actually asked for concepts to start off with. So we've got over a dozen concepts. We've chosen four finalists who are going to be given a small amount of money to go ahead and make those films that will be submitted for voting by the public. So it's been a really great process.
Now, do they each get a $6,000 grant?
Yes, I think it was $6,000.
Yeah, it's a $6,000 grant, which I know a lot of people go, wow, that's lots. Not when you're making a film, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Not even
right,
slightly.
Exactly.
So
it's the catering budget.
Well, it is when I'm on set.
I was going to say, it's Dina guest star, great.
But, and you have the four finalists for the Quitflix films for 2020 to announce, don't you? Robbie, do we have a drum roll?
Certainly do.
Ooh. Who are they?
Oh, I'm looking at my list right now.
I surprised you with that, didn't I?
You sure did. We actually have a return. We actually have Millie Hayes is one of the four finalists, and she was one of the winners last year.
Wonderful. From the ACT.
Correct. We have... We have Teddy Darling, who's a Victorian.
Woohoo! We love Victoria.
We actually have three Victorians as well as the ACT. We have Hugh Murray.
Yay.
And finally, Rosie Pavlovic. So I hope I'm saying that right. It's not Pavlovich, but we also have Rosie.
Well, congratulations, Teddy, Millie, Hugh and Rosie. And in a completely unplanned segment here on the show, Teddy Jarlin's joining us here in the studio, one of the finalists. Congratulations, Teddy.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled. I love Joy and I love community radio.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. This is absolutely a fantastic initiative and I'm really excited to find out about everyone's films. So, Sarah, we're going to say goodbye to you and we're going to throw over to Teddy now. So thank you for announcing that and we can't wait to see what the four finalists put together.
You're very welcome. I'm just so pleased to have the opportunity to bring it to you guys.
Always a pleasure to have you here on Joy.
Thank you.
So, Teddy, you decided to enter. What is your film about?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's dive into the big questions.
Straight into it, Dean. Thank you for that. I'm Teddy. My pronouns are he and they, and I'm really passionate about trans representation in the media, in films and in the arts, so that's what I wanted to bring to my film straight
Fantastic.
Off the bat. And I'm actually in a little team with two other trans and non-binary people, Artemis Munoz and Casey Day, and together we've come up with a concept which, well, yeah, we didn't want to create...
I guess we don't want to give it away too much,
I'm not
but we
give
want,
it away.
Yeah, we
yeah.
want a tinkle.
We didn't want to create something which would make people feel guilty for smoking, which would sort of rely on making people feel bad for smoking, because we thought that when people feel bad, when people feel isolated,
yeah.
when people feel like they're not respected
well,
by
that's
others,
when they have another
that's
smoke.
When they have another smoke. Yeah. Exactly. So instead, we decided to create something which would help people understand themselves and feel supported in their decision to be compassionate with themselves and understand why they were doing what they were doing and seek out community.
So that's a loss.
Yes.
How did you go about going, all right, let's put that together into a pitch
one
and
minute.
Send it through to QuickFlix?
It's
a one-minute film.
Exactly.
With all of that in it, which I have no doubt filmmaking's amazing and you can do so much with 1 minute. someone tell Michael Bay. But how was it? What was it like when you guys, when you were all together going, how are we going to do this pitch? How are we going to put this together?
It was a bit of spitballing. We knew we wanted to have a trans main character and we knew we wanted to have it in the context of family because that was something we could all relate to.
Yeah.
The idea of feeling a bit like really overwhelmed by your family but also like not able to voice that overwhelmedness because you love your family and
yeah.
you don't want to make them feel bad but you're struggling with that feeling,
yeah.
That feeling like you have to hide what you're feeling. So we knew it was something to do with family. We knew it was about a trans main character. So we came up with the idea to kind of do it at a family barbecue, a family birthday.
Ah.
Exactly. And have multiple stresses going on there.
So the next process now is creating the work, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So you must have been really pleased when selected as a finalist.
Totally overwhelmed, surprised, thrilled, and had to do a mad scramble with my calendar to make sure I had enough time to pull it off. It's got a bit of humour. It's got a bit of dark humour. It plays
with...
Oh, I
love dark humour.
It's a bit very self-aware about queer and trans culture.
That's great.
It must be nice.
I mean, you're putting that focus on specifically on a trans narrative, which I think is really important as well.
Thank you.
Because it's so easy, especially with these potentially being screened, if yours is selected as the finalist at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, it so often sits, a lot of people or films sit within the cisgendered realm of things, which that's the narrative that they know or the film that they understand. So this kind of diversity, I mean, last year I would have loved if all four had gotten through. It's such great work and it's a shame that only one or possibly two last year because they couldn't decide gets picked because they're really great ways to tell stories. So it's great that you're doing it that way.
And it's so amazing because we would never have had this opportunity to create this character to tell the story without the QuickFlix competition.
Yeah.
And it really has motivated us to write the script, which we had done before we submitted the application, mm-hmm. but modify that and continue to grow our ideas. And we were a little bit ambitious and we decided to incorporate animation into
God.
Our film.
I love it. Yes.
Okay, so we're on a very, very tight deadline.
So there goes that $6,000.
Oh, yeah. that money is gone. I'm not going to see much of that money. But all of our main characters, all of our main crew, our animator are all trans and gender diverse.
That's
so
great.
That money is going out to community. It's going to emerging artists. It's going to people who want to develop a career in film and art and getting their names out there. So.
And what I think is really wonderful as well, diversity is so much more than the character you see mm-hmm. on the screen. It's so much more than just casting an actor or an actress in a role. It's diversity on all different levels, mm-hmm. in all different spaces, in all abilities. So that's really exciting and really wonderful. So when we finally get to actually see these, we're going to have to get you back in to find out what the process was like and what it was like.
Oh, yeah, it's getting there. I've got first day of filming is this Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all booked in. So we're going to get all the live action stuff this Sunday. And then next week, the weekend after, is all the voice acting and voice recording for the animated characters.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. And we're going to get the cut of the film to the animator by the end of November so they can animate it by the deadline.
So
the 20th
when other
of December.
People are just like, oh, I'm just going to focus on what I'm getting for Christmas, you're like, no time for that.
This is my gift to Melbourne.
Well, we can't wait to see it as well as the other four finalist films and to see what they're all like. So then the public voting begins and we see what happens. Teddy, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. But we're going to get you to stick around to have a bit of a chat, aren't we? Because it is Trans Week of Awareness and we're going to talk about Trans Day of Visibility, aren't we?
I'd love to.
Or Remembrance, sorry.
Trans Day of Remembrance.
Got to get I've done that all week. Every time. I apologise, everyone. I keep mixing up my trans days.
Very busy man, Dave. Very busy man. Thank you so much, Dave. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.